This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we have Dr. Erica Kozel, who is an extreme stress expert and hidden strength champion who writes and speaks on game plans for bouncing back from adversity. She has just released her first book, Miracles for Daddy, based on her husband's illness and her family's story of resilience. She also blogs and speaks to audiences on resilience. Dr. Kozel, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here.
Likewise, we are as well. So you have battled a lot over the last several years, yet you continue to thrive when others in your same situation don't necessarily fare so well. What is the secret to maintaining a positive purposefulness, as you call it?
Well, I think one thing that a lot of us get caught up in is forgetting that we have a lot of power and that we know a lot if we just sort of stop and pause. You know, so often we get caught up in the stress of the situation, and there's all these well-intentioned people who are giving us advice, and there are, you know, experts, physicians, and whatnot, who also, you know, are supposedly very knowledgeable, and so you can kind of sink into just going with what other folks are telling you to do. And I think if you just pause and sort of think about what's happening and believe in your own power, you know how you can control the direction of your future. You certainly can't control whatever the stressful event was or is, but you can control how you respond and what you decide to do with it.
We all know that stress can have major adverse effects on your health, but you have argued stress can be useful as well. Please explain what you mean by that.
Well, stress gets, I think, a very bad press because it does have such negative consequences, but there is a reason for stress. So I'm a biology professor, and stress has its place. It alerts your body to something so that you can respond accordingly to it. It's just bad if you stay in the stress for too long a period of time. So stress is trying to tell you something, and it can be something internal, you know, something that's happening within your body, or it can be something external that you should be paying attention to, like, you know, big red flashing lights saying, you know, pay attention to this. And I sort of think of these as signs that you have to learn to pay attention to. And again, trust in your own instincts, believe in your own power, and take the information from those signs and do something with it so that, again, you don't stay in that stressful mode, which can be very harmful to your health, but that you can use it in order to, again, do what's necessary to switch into another gear.
Now, how do you ensure that stress doesn't take over your life? Give the listeners, if you would, a practical tip that you've found to be useful.
I think my best realization came when I decided that living day to day, or, you know, breathe, or, you know, just take it one step at a time, all of those things that you hear were not working. It was very stressful to have that for my circumstances. So my husband was extremely ill, and we didn't know if he was going to live or die. And this idea of taking it one day at a time was a horrible position for me to be in, because it didn't make any sense for that situation. I needed a longer perspective. And so thinking about things in more manageable chunks has become a really vital strategy that I've used. So again, I might say, okay, you know, Easter's coming up here soon enough, or spring's coming here soon enough, so let's concentrate on this block of time until spring, and let's not concentrate on all of the little negatives or all of the, you know, bumps and hills that might be coming our way, and let's just take it in that one chunk, and then we can do that. And once spring is here, then I can look back, and I haven't concentrated on all the, you know, the bad events that happened, or the bad physician's reports, or, you know, the medical debt bills that are coming our way, but I can see an overall trend. Okay, my husband is doing better, or he's, you know, made this significant gain with his health. And I think if you kind of take it in more concrete blocks, it works a whole lot better for your mental health.
Today we are joined by Dr. Erica Kozel, who is an extreme stress expert and hidden strength champion who writes and speaks on game plans for bouncing back from adversity. She has just released her first book, Miracles for Daddy, based on her husband's illness and her family's story of resilience, here on eHealth Radio's Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, kids often experience stress as well, but may express it in different ways. How can you help identify stress in children, and how can you help kids deal with such stress?
Well, I think it's really important to first consider their age. So in my case, my kids are now 6 years old and 4 years old, and how I'm going to respond to them is obviously going to be different than responding to a teenager. But in general, it's paying attention and asking the child in an age-appropriate way, you know, what's going on. So just the other night with my son, he was playing a video game, and he just kind of, I don't know, he just kind of looked a little strange, and my daughter was already asleep, and my husband was in the other room, and it was just the two of us, and so I just said to him, hey, are you kind of sad that Daddy can't play games with you? And that kind of opened it up, and he said a few things, and they weren't much, but it allowed him to voice his concerns. And I think that's the second thing that I would argue in terms of helping kids is I've seen a lot of adults, again, very, very well-intentioned, kind of trying to just either, you know, push the problem under the rug, or, you know, saying, don't worry, things will get better, cheer up. And I think that does the child a disservice because it doesn't teach them to pay attention, again, to those signs, to their own gut instincts. And so I think the best advice I could say is to acknowledge the bad. You know, so I said to my son, as an illustration, it really is so unfair that Daddy can't play with you. That really is awful. That makes me sad too. And then the second key, I think, is to, at that point, identify something good, so that you don't stay in that kind of yucky moment. And so, again, I could follow that with my son by saying, but wasn't it really great that Daddy was able to go to your school function with us the other day? He had a lot of fun, and it was really special that you could bring him to school. And, you know, I could see a little smirk, and that was it. And we moved on from there. And so I think with kids, you have to, again, depending upon their age, don't try to keep going over things, saying, oh, come on, tell me, you must be sad, you know, trying to pry something out. They'll tell you what they need to tell you, and then I think, again, acknowledge the bad, but then identify one of the good, and that can go a long, long way with helping kids.
In your situation, there's a lot to juggle: full-time job, raising children, helping to care for your chronically ill husband. What is your advice to someone who might also be juggling a full plate with the stress that comes with all that?
I think it's really important to take control of something that you want to take control of, that has some meaning to you. So in my case, I realized that writing helped me a bunch. So when Jim first got sick, my husband first got sick, I started a Caring Bridge site to just tell our out-of-state friends and family what was going on, and then it turned into a blog that I write, and it's very helpful to me, and I'm hoping that I'm helping other people as well who are going through those kind of times. And that's the thing that I can control. I can write in the middle of the night if I want to. I can write in little blocks of time if I want to. That's what I choose to do, and it makes me feel better. Other people might want to take a walk or, you know, go get a massage or something like that, although I can't imagine when you're under such stressful conditions, sometimes those things make you feel guilty. I can remember early in our process, people say, oh, go get a manicure, go get a pedicure, you know, take care of yourself. And it made me feel bad because, you know, my husband couldn't do those things. And, you know, I had other things on my plate. And so that didn't work for me. It might work for other people. But what worked for me, again, the thing that I could take control of was writing and trying to make a contribution to help some other people who might also be in that same very stressful situation. And so, again, the advice I would be is to identify just one thing. I mean, it could be just listening to your favorite song before you go to bed at night. It doesn't have to be huge, but something that, again, you would find to be a benefit to you and not something that somebody else thinks would be a benefit to you. And then just try to stick with it as often as you can.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in contact with you online? I understand you also have a blog separate from your principal website.
Yeah, so the blog is titled Traveling Troubled Times, and there's a link to it on our website, which is, as you mentioned, bouncetoresilience.com. So you could find me that way, or you can just Google in Traveling Troubled Times. And we also have a website supporting the book, which is miraclesfordaddy.com. And there's some more information specific to the book on that site. But really the place to get all of the information from with all of the links is bouncetoresilience.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion on the topic that we've been discussing today?
Well, I really hope that this will be something that has already come through with all of the answers that I've stated so far, and that is that we all really do have a lot more power in a negative, stressful situation than we tend to give ourselves credit for. And so just like my advice to children, I think it's important that you acknowledge the bad, but then you try to take control of the situation and steer your own road in the direction of your own choosing.
Certainly been good to have you and catch up with you. Very informative. We've been speaking with Dr. Erica Kozel, who is an extreme stress expert and hidden strength champion who writes and speaks on game plans for bouncing back from adversity. She has just released her first book, Miracles for Daddy, based on her husband's illness and her family story of resilience. And visit the website. It's simply bouncetoresilience.com. Dr. Kozel, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.